AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday. Yesterday is over.
After taking a swipe tonight at Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who announced his candidacy for the GOP presidential nomination, told supporters in Miami it won't be easy to win the presidency.
To succeed on this journey, I will need your prayers and your support and ultimately your vote.
Hillary Clinton is spending the night in Iowa following a roughly 1,000-mile trip in a van from her home in suburban New York City. The Democratic presidential candidate holds her first campaign event tomorrow at a community college in Monticello, Iowa. The wife of a former Blackwater guard who, along with two other colleagues, were sentenced to prison for 30 years and a fourth colleague who was sentenced to life today say families are hopeful the convictions will be overturned.
Within the next 2 weeks, the judge in this case will receive motions requesting new trials on behalf of each defendant. Despite the judge's decision to proceed with sentencing the defendants today, their families are hopeful that he'll rule favorably on these motions based on newly obtained evidence directly from the DOJ.
A man, police say, set off an explosion in his car in Quincy, Massachusetts Saturday is being held without bail after investigators found bomb-making materials inside the vehicle. A police report says 36-year-old Joseph Brennan told a bystander, "I'm an idiot. I lit a cigarette with the gunpowder in the front seat." Police say a man tossed gasoline on a bouncer and then lit him on fire after he was kicked out of a bar in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is AP Radio News. Jodi Arias was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of her former boyfriend in Phoenix 7 years ago. Her attorney says Arias is not the cold-blooded killer she was portrayed to be in the media.
She's shown remorse since the day I met her. I think that what I said is true because of, no offense, the media and social media in particular. No matter what she says, she can't do anything wrong.
More dash cam video was released today by police in North Charleston, South Carolina, where a white police officer is charged with the shooting death of a black motorist. In one of the 5 dash cam videos, Officer Michael Slaker is heard telling someone on his cell phone he had just shot someone who grabbed his taser. A Bakersfield, California police officer under investigation after allegations he improperly handled a corpse of a man shot by police, even joking about tickling his feet. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.